وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. In the previous episodes, we were looking at the human beings and what makes them human beings in order for us to understand ourselves a little bit more. So obviously, we can do our duties towards one another and make sure that rights are observed and preserved. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the human being a dutiful person, meaning He placed certain responsibilities and obligations on him. These obligations and these duties towards Allah, towards himself, the human being, and towards other human beings. So each one of us has to maintain these obligations and these duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards ourselves, and towards our fellow human beings. But in order for us to apply and carry on these duties and responsibilities, we need to fit certain criteria in order for us to be held accountable for our actions. We said the first one was maturity, and we spoke about that in the previous episode. The second thing that's required is what we call wisdom, or in Arabic we call it aql or intellect. See, me being mature physically, if I don't have the mental capacity, then I'm not mature. So my body has to mature as much as my mind. Now, my mind has also matured, but I need to have a sense of wisdom. So another condition for the performance of obligation is being sane, right? Just as immature individual is not held responsible for certain obligations, and a mature one is not obliged to perform what is not done before being mature, he or she is not responsible for example, prayer, or for example, fasting, and all these acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. An insane person has no commitment either for obligation, incompetent, or a sane person, or in case of recovery, for duties such as all the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Therefore, we say that if the person himself is not sane, is not, like, his mental capacity is not working, which makes him insane, in another word, then obviously we cannot hold him responsible. Responsibility does not fall on him, no matter how old he gets, because the brain is not there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, that person does not require him to pray, even though he passes the age of maturity, if we're talking about jurisprudence and fiqh-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question him for example, paying charity or fasting, or even when he does harm towards other human beings. Sometimes we have this, where a person who is insane, who has no intellect, he commits a crime and he kills somebody. Not that he wanted to, he just doesn't know what he's doing. We also can't hold him accountable. We don't send him to jail. Rather, we send him to a mental hospital because he has an issue with his brain. So those who don't have insanity are exempt from responsibility, while those who do, they are not exempt. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that human beings, they need to have sanity, or another word for sanity is to be wise, to be able to know what they're doing, to put things in their right places. It should, however, be mentioned that there are certain obligations that orphans and insane individuals must fulfill after maturity and recovery, respectively. On one is the case of Islamic taxes, for example, zakat, which befalls the orphan or the insane's wealth. This tax must be paid by them at the event of maturity or health, provided that their legitimate guardians have not done so before. So we have special cases where, for example, a person in a state of being insane, or an orphan, for example, who cannot use his money until he's mature, once they become in a recovery mode for the insane people, they wake up, they realize, okay, now I'm sane, now I can think, now I have wisdom, now I have intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require them to pay off what they had. Like, they haven't prayed, so they have to do it all again. They haven't fasted, they have to do it again. Or if they have committed a crime previous, they don't have to pay for it, because this was all done at a stage where their insanity wasn't there. But there are exceptions, though. One of which is wealth. So this insane person, he could have inherited, I don't know, millions of dollars from his parents. Now he's awake, this $1 million is still there. He needs to do what? He needs to pay his taxes. Same thing with an orphan. Before, he had no money. Now he is in charge of his own money. Therefore, he needs to pay his taxes. So the idea was in this condition is that in order for me and you to carry out on our duties in the three fields, Allah, us, and people, we have to be sane. We need to have our insanity intact. Now, we have people who are sane, who are not considered to be insane, but their actions are insane. If you look at the world we live in, and especially if we look at countries and leaders of some countries, they are very sane people, but the actions that they do is completely against sanity. When you have a person ordering the death of hundreds of people with a drone attack, that is a person who is insane. I don't care how sane he looks. When a person puts millions of people in camps and forces them to drink alcohol and eat pork, that person is not sane. He's insane. When we have countries who are prosecuting minorities, everyone in that line who is carrying out these orders and who is giving these orders, they are no longer sane. They might be sane from the outside, but in fact, their action says otherwise. The problem with these people, even though that through their action we can tell they are insane, they will be held accountable for their actions. Allah will say to them, you've committed so much atrocities towards mankind, and you committed them with your full power, which is the intellect. And as insane as you guys were, we will hold you accountable and you have to pay. Which is, you know, for them is going to be a problem. Being sane, yet being punished, and we consider them to be insane. We will continue the other conditions in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.